We've got it.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are go.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
We are live, my friends. Thank you so much for joining us. It is Sunday, the 27th day of March, 2011. And we're seeing 21st century warfare with all of the Orwellian trappings, as we're told that this is not a war in Libya, accelerate and expand. On ABC News today, I was listening to ABC News on XM Radio. I heard the Defense Secretary, along with Hillary Clinton, the Secretary of State, say we might be there for a year. And that, yes, they want to put a humanitarian mission in to eastern Libya, where the rebels are in control, i.e. al-Qaeda, but that's not boots on the ground, even though there are British and U.S. Special Forces admittedly on the ground lasing targets for the cruise missiles and fighter bombers to drop their bombs on. So we're going to be going over all of that today. The fact is the West orchestrated the rebellion in Libya. They orchestrated the rebellion in Egypt. In fact, I saw the article Friday, and I wasn't doing the show Friday. Paul Watson and the Mike Adams, the health ranger, did a great job sitting in, some of the crew running things. But I saw the mainstream headline that Egypt, the new government bans protest. Will you guys print that for me? Egypt bans protest, because that's the new liberty. And I want to be able to go over that article for folks and talk about the larger strategic situation here and the stratagem that the globalists have launched. Also, there have been big riots and demonstrations of upwards of 500,000 in England. Will airstrikes now be called in England because the government resisted those protesters? Is that the new humanitarian move that we're going to see? Here's a headline. U.S. officials, Libyan operation could last for months. But when Gates was asked today on ABC this week, they said, will you say we'll be out by the end of the year? And he said, no, I can't say that. So we're going to be breaking all of that down. Also, Yemen militants seize control of weapons factory, but Yemen is a globalist ally. Will there be a bombardment there? Hillary saying there won't be a strike on Damascus in Syria because they've got Western-backed rebels there burning and blowing things up in the south of the country, and they're saying, no, there won't be a bombardment. Of course, they said a month ago there wouldn't be a bombardment of Libya, so that probably means they're at least moving towards a bombardment. Normally, they lie, even when the truth would serve them. And mentioning the fact that Egypt, a new land of the free, home of the brave, Egyptian government bans protests. So there you have it. Also, Obama briefs lawmakers on Libya, says mission is going well, but won't exactly say what the mission is. But if you read the UN resolution they passed a few weeks ago, it states in there that they will accept a humanitarian force. When the UN comes in or NATO comes in and enslaves you, it's a humanitarian force. It's not a military force. Obviously, first, when we come back in the next long segment, I'm going to be getting into the latest on Fukushima and the admitted cover-up there. They were reporting 1,600 times safe levels earlier in the week. By Friday, it was 10,000 times safe levels confirmed. And then 10 million times safe levels was reported by the BBC, CNN. And a few hours later, the Japanese said, we're going to retest and make sure that's right. They didn't really say that was wrong. They just said, we're not sure about the number of 10 million. I'm a little skeptical of that, too. This is not like it's a neutron star or something with 10 million times for a killer background. I don't even believe that. But that's the type of stuff that their detectors are picking up, and they've been very secretive about that so far. And there's a lot of criticism on that front. But pray for the folks in Japan. And they are reporting radiation's made its way to Boston, Massachusetts, Las Vegas, Nevada, the whole U.S., and it's hit Europe. We'll be right back. Stay with us for more on that front.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
I want to turn to Japan now, where we have new developments this morning from that Fukushima power plant. Officials say the radiation level in contaminated water at the number two reactor is, get this, 10 million times higher than normal. Workers evacuated the building. Their work had to be put on hold. Also, officials are still trying to determine the relationship between contaminated water inside the plant and in seawater just offshore.
Okay. Thank you for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. That was a clip from CNN this morning reporting 10 million times normal levels of radiation coming out of the destroyed and wrecked six-reactor facility at Fukushima in northeast Japan. BBC, Associated Press, Russia Today, they all reported 10 million times normal background radiation levels as put out by TEPCO, the Tokyo Power and Electric. Now let's go back. On Wednesday of last week, it was reported 1,600 times safe levels in food and water. First it was 20 kilometers, then 30, then 50, then 100. So 1,600 times. Then on Friday it was confirmed by the Dutch, by the French, and by others that were there, and then confirmed by the Japanese government that levels were at least 10,000 times normal. And, of course, now going back more than a week ago, the head of the reactor facility itself broke down at a press conference, began crying, and said, I can't be part of the cover-up anymore. These radiation levels will kill people. And we've also learned, and the Japanese have admitted, they've been involved in a two-week-plus, we're now 16 days into this disaster, two-plus weeks, that they have been covering up the real levels and only giving the public models, randomized models of what they think the radiation level might be. Now, specifically, Geiger counters only pick up the base radioactivity, not the dozens and dozens of different deadly isotopes, the cesium, the different uranium, plutonium isotopes. The plutonium meltdown is so bad inside reactor 3 that in the last week it's been blasting ion beams that can be read on spectrographs more than 10 miles away. And so they're just giving you basic background radiation levels, not rolling out all the data. We know the Japanese, the U.S. government, many other governments have. You have the big Pacific Fleet in the area. You have massive U.S. military, Army, Navy, Marine Corps bases in Japan, the huge bases in South Korea. You've got submarines, nuclear submarines, all equipped with big sniffers that they can project up from below the water and pick up the full spectrum of isotopes and the exact radiation. The government, of course, has top meteorologists who understand exactly in computer models where this radiation is going to go. But 16 days in, they will not give us a spectrograph of the radiation levels. They will not give us the specific isotopes. They just tell us, don't worry about it. And now it turns out more than half of the radiation monitoring systems have been turned off on the West Coast. and the federal government is in control of the others, basically whitewashing what's going on. And here's what people need to know in England, in the continent of Europe, in Iceland, where a week ago radiation hit, already blown from Northeast Japan, across the Pacific, across North America, already reached Europe a week ago. And here are some of the headlines today. Boston Herald, low-level radiation found in Bay State rainwater, including in Boston. Here's another one. This is a WRAL-TV. Progress Energy, low levels of radiation detected in U.S. So they've got the power plants reporting. Very low levels of radioactive iodine-131 have been detected in the air throughout the U.S. as a result of nuclear leaks at Fukushima plant in Japan. Progress Energy officials said yesterday, iodine-131 is a form of radiation typically released in the air by nuclear reactors. Yeah, when they melt down. And it goes on from there. Here's another one. This is out of the Associated Press. Tiny amounts of radiation from Japan reach Nevada, but it's minuscule, nothing to worry about. Yeah, the general background radiation is only up a little bit. But according to physicist after physicist after physicist, including the BBC's expert, Dr. Busby, a chemical physicist who studies specifically radiation danger, is on the big board for the European government, that it's the cumulative. Or if you happen to be the unlucky lottery winner with a little piece of lint or spider web that tend to be airborne that bumps up against the plutonium or the uranium and picks some of it up and then gets caught in the jet stream, caught in the trade winds and comes across, and we know that happens. Every year we get red dirt that blows in from Mongolia, out of China, across Japan, across the Pacific, comes in Texas. We know that the dirty burning coal plants in China have been a big bone of contention with the EPA because we have clean coal systems. They don't. And the lead, the mercury, the arsenic blows in. It's all one world. And this stuff blows in just like a coconut from South America or from the coast of Africa can float up to the Atlantic coast. Or just like you can throw a message in a bottle off from the coastline of Japan, it'll reach California in a few months, or maybe a decade later. You never know how these currents and how the atmosphere works. But undoubtedly, we've been sold, and we've seen Ann Coulter, and now we've seen the big liberal eugenicist in England who are pushing one-child policies, global government, like Monbiot, come out and say that he's decided he likes nuclear power because of this disaster. Just in your face, throwing it in your face, telling you it's good for you. Obviously, a week after the 1986 Chernobyl disaster, yellow rain fell, in some cases 500 miles away or more, and the Russian government told the population that it was good for them and that it was pollen. The same yellow rain's been following in many areas of Japan in and around Fukushima as far south as Tokyo. And again, they've been told it is good for them, that it is pollen, even though it's not even that season in Japan. So the same story, just a different country that we see that happening yet again. I want to get your take on this, but look, they confirmed 1,600 times Wednesday, safe levels. Friday, it was 10,000 times confirmed. 10 million times? CNN, AP, I'm going to tell you that, you know, first they announced that, the Japanese government, and then via a communique they were given by Tokyo Power and Electric, and we've had a bunch of their engineers go public, that's in my stack of news, saying, yes, we covered this up, yes, it's been a cover-up, you've had the head of the plant now 9 days ago, Friday before last, go public and said there was a cover-up and breakdown crying. But I have to say, look, 10,000 times safe levels is enough to kill you, according to the nuclear physicists and other people we've interviewed. And, again, the chemical physicists we've interviewed. 10 million times, I did some checking, and it looks like that's what comes out of a neutron star. And if you were flying by in a spaceship past a standard neutron star and got within just a million miles of it or so, no matter what shielding you have, the neutrons would go right through it and kill you deader than a hammer. So I have a big problem believing that the radiation coming out of Fukushima is 10 million times. I don't think that's possible, but I'm going to get some nuclear physicists on in the next few days to ask them about that. Now, they haven't fully retracted it. They put that out Saturday in Japan. Today, our media ran with it. A few hours later, the LA Times was the first to get the news out of the Kyoto paper that, well, they're not retracting it, but they don't believe that's right, and they're going to retest. Well, the problem is the Japanese on Thursday of last week, the Japanese government admitted that they hadn't been issuing in the two states or prefectures in and around Fukushima. And we'd noticed this on their official government maps a week and a half in. They would never put out the radiation numbers in those two key areas. Oh, they'd show it to the south in Tokyo, or they'd show it to the north. But they would never, and which were very high levels, but they wouldn't show it there. They kept saying, we're collating, we're still gathering. So they now admit it was much higher than they first said. But 10,000 times 10 million, whatever, it'll all kill you. Many experts think a lot of these folks that have been in the plant will die within a few months.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
Today, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, March 25th, 2011. Gold opened this morning at $1,436.70. A one-ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,473.59, $736.80 for a half ounce, or $368.40 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,473.59, $736.80, and $368.40.
The Constitution and the Bill of Rights have been reduced to old relics politicians ignore, trample with their outlandish, overreaching policies. Your support of the Campaign for Liberty stands in the way of this insidious process. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I've teamed up with the Campaign for Liberty to offer the authentic proof quarter ounce pure gold coin. For only $390 plus shipping, Midas will donate $100 to this incredible organization. Help fight big government by ordering your gold coin at 800-686-2237. You get to win twice by owning gold and fighting an overreaching government. Call 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network. Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
That's right, my friends. Thank you for joining us on this Sunday edition. We're here every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m., all time central, back Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., again, all time central standard time. Here's the toll-free number to join us today. Obviously, I want to get into the economy, what's happening in Libya right now, and it's now admitted that the West basically stirred this up. I'm no fan of Muammar Gaddafi. But now it's all over the news, New York Times, London Telegraph, Fox News. Why are we helping al-Qaeda? Because it is al-Qaeda out of Saudi Arabia on record that is inside the east of Libya running these attacks, and they're now taking more cities from Muammar Gaddafi, who in the last 6 years signed peace deals with the U.S., with Europe, with England, and has been caught, you know, in public events, hugging Obama, hugging Nicolas Sarkozy of France, hanging out with Merkel, hanging out with the Italian president, hanging out with the last two British prime ministers who sold him these weapons. The point is, he made a deal with them, and you see how he gets treated for that. And they lied about him running to Venezuela. They lied about him strafing crowds. The point is, they've lied about all this. And so some people are cheering this and very excited about it, but it sets a precedent where if the West, that is the big corporate powers that run our countries, that are looting our pension funds and bankrupting our country and devaluing our dollar, this is not in our interest to have these globalists running our countries. But we go into other countries for their interest, trillions in oil. There's more than 2 trillion discovered, ready to pump, over $2 trillion of oil conservatively in Libya. And that's a big part of it, but it's also part of a larger destabilization campaign that we warned you about years ago. And so we've been manipulated into this situation. Obama didn't ask the Congress for approval, even though that's the law. It is an impeachable offense, as Ron Paul and others have rightly said. I mean, I was no fan of what George Bush did with those illegal wars, but he at least went to Congress and got a resolution for force. Obama didn't even consult back 2 weeks ago. He didn't even consult when they had that UN resolution, and within less than 48 hours, within a day and a half, the bombardment began. So the UN says, do it, and Obama says, you said jump, how high? And that's basically what happened, and now he's briefing Congress. Well, George Bush put an executive order on the books. Obama reauthorized it, one of his first acts when he got into power 2 years ago, to allow the suspension of Congress and the entire suspension of government for any emergency, including economic or any other designated by the president, and for 6 months the Congress has no authority. Now that is tyranny. That's what a tyrant does. And it was widely covered. And it's still ongoing. And so just like a year and a half ago when he became the first sitting U.S. president to be the head of the U.N. Security Council, violating Article 1, Section 9 of the Constitution. See, I said I would get into Libya later. I'm already doing it. But I've got a big stack of reports here I want to go over. And I want to get your take on the Fukushima reports confirming 10,000 times safe levels, up from 1,600 times safe levels. I don't know if it's true of 10 million times. I don't think that's possible. I did some looking. That's what a neutron star basically puts out. And I mean, if it was putting out that, we'd all be dead. I mean, it's not true. I don't believe it. But confirmed 10,000 times safe levels, up from 1,600 on Wednesday, 10,000 times on Friday, and then Saturday they said 10 million times. But the point is, we know there's been a cover-up. We know the radiation has reached Europe, blowing over the entire Pacific, over North America, and coming to the United States. Also, they're now reporting that the MOX plutonium-based reactor that blew up spectacularly 3 days into the disaster 2 weeks ago, or right at 2 weeks ago, 2 weeks ago tomorrow, that blew up on Monday morning with that big black mushroom cloud spraying the spent fuel rods everywhere that were stored on top of the building. We know that now that did, they admit, damaged the reactor seal with the really nasty live plutonium and uranium, and that is leaking out, and it is melting down. And three of the other reactors, so that's a total of four, have melted down or partially melted down and are smoking, and it's getting worse and worse, and the Japanese are all over the news admitting total meltdown could occur at one or more reactors. And they keep having to pull the emergency personnel back because the radiation is so high, it's a suicide mission. And so this thing is far from over. In fact, it's deteriorating very, very quickly, and the cover-up has imploded, now going back 9 days ago when the head of the plant broke down crying and said, we covered up, this is going to kill people. But the average American cares about the NCAA, I guess, and that's why the globalists think that they're allowed to get away with this. But I want to open the phones up just with a smattering of key news throughout the rest of the broadcast in the hour and 35 minutes we've got left here. The toll-free number to join us is 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. And you know what? I'm doing something today different. First-time callers only. If you're calling from anywhere in the world but Japan. First-time callers only, unless you're calling from Japan, or if you're calling from Libya, or if you're calling from Egypt. And you've called before, you're welcome to try to get in. 877-789-2539. Just put in your country code. You should be able. Actually, they can't usually get in unless they're calling on Skype on the toll-free number. Will you guys later give me the toll line so folks are able to get in from overseas, or is it one of those on the screen there? So that number, okay, your country code, and then dial 512-646-1776. That's for folks in the Middle East, North Africa, or from Japan. Oh, radiation's also hit China. I forgot to mention that. The wind's not even blowing that way, but they've got higher levels of radiation hitting them there. 512-646-1776 if you're calling from outside the country. Again, 512-646-1776 with your country code or our country code in front of it, or 877-789-2539. First-time callers only, though, today, unless you're calling from Japan or the Middle East. Yeah, there's a headline right there out of China. Radiation spreads as crisis likely to continue for a long time. That's out of Tokyo, being reported on in China. The levels of radioactive material, iodine-131, were detected Saturday in the Heilongjiang province north of Beijing. China's National Nuclear Emergency Coordination Committee said the radioactive material was likely to have come from the tsunami-damaged Fukushima nuclear plant in Japan. Really, you think so? And, of course, we never hear anything about what happened 2 weeks ago. Just a couple days into the Fukushima situation, a big plant up in Canada bordering one of the big Great Lakes released a bunch of radioactive isotopes into the lake, but said, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. It's no big deal. You know, radiation's good for you. The reason I said Egyptians are welcome to call in, I had the Financial Times of London and Associated Press here. And they report Egyptian government bans protest. Oh, the people that run our country can care less about our free market or the average American's interest, but wrap all their police state wars in the flag. They told us they were overthrowing their formerly backed dictator, Hosni Mubarak. By the way, he was against attacking Iran or Libya. Had to get that duck lined up bordering Libya. Now they've banned all protests, and it's confirmed they are beating and raping the women and killing the men. Will there be an invasion of our little ally with the new puppets of Egypt? Don't hold your breath. We'll be back with your calls and a lot more.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All-natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled D-E-R-M-A-T-O-L.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Dr. Joel Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asks, why does America spend more money on health care by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
I was a highwayman. Along the coach roads I did ride.
Something very interesting has happened. And again, I heard Hillary Clinton via XM today on ABC News saying this is a big step for globalism. I've seen Herman Van Rompuy, the head of the EU, who met many times with Muammar Gaddafi in the last year, praising the fact that the UN ordered this new kinetic military action, not allowed to call it a war, very Orwellian term, and that this shows how the nation state is basically dead. That the UN gives the order, and the individual countries are not consulted. Their militaries are now bound to the UN and NATO, and the war starts, and the U.S. Congress was not even consulted. And they're now admitting what I pointed out a week and a half ago when all this started. I said, this is a big deal. At least George Bush went and got a sign-off from Congress for military force. Now, they were supposed to get a full declaration of war. It's still unconstitutional and an impeachable offense, but at least there was some ceremonial involvement of Congress. Now, there was no involvement of Congress, and so Obama is set to address the nation very, very soon. In fact, I was seeing a report earlier. I think it's tonight. You guys pull that up. Just search Obama to address nation on Libby. I think it's tonight, but the point is, I just heard it in passing, driving in on 590 AM. I was listening to the news. I meant to check that when I got into the studio. But the point is that all of this is happening. And they know people are getting upset about this on the left and the right in that controlled paradigm. So we need to discuss that further. And I'm going to go to your phone calls here in a moment. But big things are happening. And our own media is not really reporting on this. Sure, it's in the Associated Press. Sure, it's in the Financial Times of London. But it's just on the back burner. Egyptian government bans protest. That's the Financial Times of London headline. And they go on to report that the women are being raped by the Western-backed new government that are such little Democrats and such little humanitarians. All they did was remove one thug, Hosni Mubarak, who was the big U.S. ally, and both candidates of the two parties that are set, either one, they're neck and neck to win in elections, though those have been canceled for a while, are Al-Baradei, the former head of the Atomic Energy Agency, UN globalist puppet, and a Muslim Brotherhood candidate with connections to Al-Qaeda. And, of course, Al-Qaeda is on record. Even Glenn Beck has a headline that inadvertently the U.S. is backing Al-Qaeda in Libya. No, there's nothing inadvertent about it. In fact, let me find the actual headline on that instead of just paraphrasing it. It's an accident that Al-Qaeda is involved. Oh, really? Well, I've got the Fox News headline from last October. Anwar al-Awlaki, number three in al-Qaeda, dines secretly at the Pentagon with the Secretary of the Army and the top brass, and then runs every major terror attack in Western Europe and the U.S., including the Fort Hood shooting, the Christmas Day underwear bombing, the shoe bomber, the Times Square bomber, and the 7/7 bombings. Of course, U.S. agent. But when I say U.S. agent, I mean the criminal groups that have taken over our country. The globalists, the big corporations that are sucking America dry, ran the attacks on the Serbs in the 90s, ran the attacks in the 80s on the Russians. They use them to stage terror attacks. Many times the low-level terrorist doesn't even know they're being funded by the military-industrial complex. But the military-industrial complex needs that to have TSA now at checkpoints sticking their hands down your pants. They need the pretext to warrantlessly listen to your phones and read your email, to take over society, to get hundreds of billions a year in no-bid domestic anti-terror contracts. This is how the military-industrial complex is taking the once-free republic over. And countries all over the world are using anti-terror systems to crack down on their populations. In China, in Western Europe, in Russia, every government loves tyranny. And there's the Fox News headline, Beck, U.S. unwittingly aiding al-Qaeda in Libya. Oh, really? When this all started 4.5 weeks ago, I pointed out from just mainline reportage that it was al-Qaeda who's repeatedly tried to overthrow and assassinate Muammar Gaddafi because he's secular. And he came out and started saying, al-Qaeda is attacking me. Al-Qaeda works for America. Well, it doesn't really work for America. It works for these big mega corporations that are bigger than most governments that are not free market. But here's the headline, Financial Times of London, Egyptian government bans protest. Will there be an invasion for libertarian reasons? The Egyptian authorities have moved to ban demonstrations, saying the participants would be detained. Oh, isn't detained right out of 1984. No provocative movements or protest gatherings or organized marches or demonstrations will be allowed, Well, really, that they don't. First, they said you got to have a permit to own a gun 50 years ago in New York City. Then they stopped issuing the permits. Then about a decade ago, it actually more than that. It started more than a decade ago with Herr Clinton. About 12 years ago, towards the end of his administration, in the middle of his second administration, he started saying free speech zones. You've got to have a permit to march. Well, yeah, to block roads, but not to be on the street corner. And that got overturned in court. And now Obama, just last week, had a bunch of peaceful people arrested who were pro-war outside the White House and anti-war. No protests, no permits issued. Oh, Gaddafi won't allow protesters who have their own tanks and their own airplanes who are U.S. and British Special Forces backed. But again, when I say U.S. and British Special Forces, our military doesn't work for us anymore. They work for the same big mega banks that 11 and a half years ago, according to Bloomberg, signed a secret deal through the insurance companies they own with the Veterans Affairs Office to steal all death benefits of U.S. troops. From World War II on, they have them sign on, take part of their check, and put it into a life insurance policy. They made a deal to steal it all. Are those terrorists? You bet they are. But see, I'm not supposed to talk about that. To be patriotic, I just sit down, shut up, and go along with what the system puts out. So no protest allowed. Sounds like D.C. A few years ago, making the Obama deception, I was in Washington, D.C., and I could be at the Washington Monument in the middle of the park, 200 yards away from the monument, and cops would come over on video and would say, you're not allowed to film. And I had C-Think, a big independent film channel crew with me. They were also making a documentary about me while I was making my documentary. And they said, well, sir, we tried to get permits, but the city of D.C. doesn't issue them. They said, you know, as long as we're in a park or something, it's allowed. Oh, land of the free, home of the brave. And they said, we're going to arrest you. It's all on tape. Then 2 years ago, the Kansas City Star reported on this. My guys were at a city park a half mile from the Kansas City Federal Reserve. This is online. It's on YouTube. And again, the newspaper picked up on it. And armed security guards came a half mile to the park. They were on a hill videotaping the Federal Reserve and said, give us your IDs. They didn't have any authority, but I've told my guys not to try to get arrested. And they went ahead and gave security guards, federal security guards, off their jurisdiction, their IDs, and they said, now go. And they said, no, man, we're videotaping. We're making a film about the Federal Reserve. And they put their hands on their guns and said, go or else. And my guys left. But see, that was the death of America right there. That's the death of America. We had Austin police, along with the feds, when they were having a federal news conference up there when Joe Stack reportedly flew that plane in. And they first said, move off the property, though the rest of the press could be there. And we told them who we were with. You know, we're big media. But even we're small media. So what? Then get off the street. Then just don't videotape, period. See, it's all about we got guns. We're the government. You're the little people. And so that's what's happening now in Egypt. But the globalists, oh, the North Vietnamese are bad. They torture. But we're good when we torture. It's all this doublespeak. All right, I'm done ranting on that front, just pointing out the hypocrisy. James, Sean, Timber, Joe, and others, first-time callers today, 877-789-ALEX. And if you're a foreign caller and can't get through on the regular toll-free line, you can just dial 512-646-1776 with a U.S. country code in front of it. Your calls and a ton of news straight ahead.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
delish.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge. Stops costly pump outs and repairs and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here. We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We are not only blasting out on the AM and FM dial, global shortwave, satellite, XM, you name it. We are also the number one radio show, according to Shoutcast and many other indexes, with more than a million live internet listeners, podcasters, you name it, every day, and growing 6 days a week. Thank you for joining us. I want to go to Murph in Canada, Muhammad in the UK, James, Sean, Timber, Joe, Jake, John, Dungeon Master, Elliot, so many others. And we're going to have nothing but open phones throughout the rest of this hour and the next hour with key news interspersed. But just finishing up with being all over the country and having security guards, police, when you're on street corners or at public parks or at public events, they will walk right past big mainstream news trucks and go to a crew who are nicely dressed with professional cameras, peacefully videotaping, and say, "Give me your ID." You give it to them. "Turn the cameras off and get out of here." I mean, how many videos have I posted of New York cops doing that? You're like, "Officer, this is America. You want to go to jail?" And I've been to jail in New York. And it's just they revel in stomping on the First Amendment. They see you as an enemy. They love it. Hey, cops, security guards, do you think if I don't have my First Amendment, your kids are going to have theirs, or you're going to have yours, or that you're going to have your financial rights or your right to due process? These rights belong to all of us. These are precious, fought for by our founders. Liberty's very rare. Why? Why? They're just taught, and they hire people that hate liberty. And America, by every yardstick, is more and more losing its liberties. We have to stand up and fight for every square inch of these by saying no. I mean, I remember I was protesting Rick Perry. It's in my film Endgame at the end. But it's all over the web, and local news picked up. And it was only about 100 of us, a little impromptu protest to Perry, you know, that I announced that day. The fact that he went to Bilderberg Group, which was a violation of the Logan Act, federal law. And I went to protest. It was about 100 of us. We're not blocking the hotel entrance. We're not blocking the driveway. We're sitting there. And I know the Austin police have lost a lot of lawsuits. So have the state police here in Austin over the years for arresting people who were protesting without a permit. You only need a permit, folks, if you're the Macy's Day Parade and want to take over roads. And then that's reasonable because you're blocking traffic. And the cops come over, and they get riot police out, and they say, you see them down the street? We're going to arrest all of you. And I said, well, officer, I'm going to have to sue you personally. Don't do this to you and your own family. Don't make me sue you, and don't take my rights away. Don't take your rights away. These are your rights, too. And the cops said, okay, I'm going to arrest you. I said, go ahead. I'm going to sue you. I promise. You'll beat the rat, but you won't beat the ride. I shouldn't have to sit there and literally show my teeth. It's on video. It's all over the web. And literally get in that cop's face and say, go ahead then, make my day. I shouldn't have to do that with that commander. He should respect the Republic. That's what makes America special. I don't want to be your enemy, cops. I'm sure you're fun to go, you know, play paintball with or go deer hunting. Aren't you red-blooded too? Just leave me and my rights alone. They're your stinking rights as well. But the way that the D.C. and New York cops especially relish threatening you, relish treating you like garbage, they're doing this to themselves. All right, I'm done ranting. It's just, it's so amazing to see this happening. Murph in Canada, you're up first. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I just got a question about Libya. It sort of seems like the globalists are sort of, they're just getting their foot in the door in the region. Like, they're almost gearing up for a war there, and they're sort of positioning themselves there. I was just wondering what you guys sort of thought about that.
Well, of course, it's classic strategic operations encircling the entire area and all of those key waterways. I mean, if you look at what the globalists have done is they're trying to overthrow Syria to the north, there on the eastern part of North Africa. They've taken over Egypt, even though they were allies, and now have put an even bigger police state in with rape rooms. If any women protesting, that's mainline news, Financial Times. And now they're taking over Libya. They've got Tunisia, and it's all part of a destabilization program to put radicals in so they have an excuse to have another war. It's big business, not just oil, but trillions in weapons.
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, I know. It's unbelievable. I can't believe these guys.
It's humanitarian, and they just decided to invade 2 weeks ago after Gaddafi said he was going to hurt people and was going to go after the rebels, and then it's admitted in the fine print that the West had special forces in there starting the whole thing, and then it was planned years ago. Wesley Clark has come out and said that. I appreciate your call. Muhammad in the UK, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex. Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, from London. Welcome.
Hello. Yeah, I'm a first-time caller. I've been, a listener of UFO for about a few years, since about probably 2008. Basically, I've got, like, you know, parents from Iraq, and I was born in the UK, and basically, I just feel like it's a personal obligation to be protesting the whole, you know, the Iraq war, the New World Order, and all that. I don't really have a point to anything. It's just, you know, generalization. I'm just trying to call in just to see, you know, what we can do more to bring.
What do you think of the West propping up for 31 years the brutal dictator Hosni Mubarak, now removing him and putting in even more draconian controls and hailing it as freedom?
I don't know really. I mean, I don't kind of dwell into it that deeply, but I'm still studying the New World Order, you know. I'm still kind of, you know, I'm just kind of grasping it really.
Well, look, here's what the New World Order is, Muhammad. It's private corporations taking over government to have government carry out operations that help their interest, not the people's interest. And even if it's in the people's interest to launch illegal wars, it's immoral and wrong. But this isn't even in our interest. We pay for it, Muhammad, but we don't even get any of the booty. If you go back to the British Empire that had about 40% of the world's population under it in 1930, the British people, by and large, did benefit from the evil empire. Nowadays, you benefit nothing from it. I appreciate your call. James in Tennessee. James, you're on the air.
Hey, thanks, Alex. Glad you're back. I'm having a hard time getting my family to realize the threat from Japan. I've been keeping my kids indoors, and my fiance, she's got cabin fever and wants to take the children to the park. What are you doing as precautions? All right. Is it time to stop eating the fresh food and milk?
Well, sir, you just don't want to eat any seafood caught right off the coast of Japan. You don't want to eat vegetables or fruits from Japan for this foreseeable future. But the overall radiation levels from private universities and groups is low. And statistically, it will, as several nuclear physicists like Dr. Bob Bowman, the former head of the Star Wars program, said here, undoubtedly we'll see an increase in cancer. But it'll be over a long period, just like the 300-plus above-ground nuclear tests that our own government did up until the Test Ban Treaty, which admittedly increased cancer in the United States. And they've got studies of the Pacific Islands where they tested them as well and see marked increases, just like Hiroshima and Nagasaki. They see massive increases that can be measured in those populations since 1945. So for most people, you're not going to die in a week, a month, or even 20 years. It's just going to overall increase the overall load of radiation. You're supposed to only get so much radiation in a lifetime. This will skew it that way. But it's always good to have potassium iodide in your cupboard. It's good to have that in case a local reactor goes up. But overall, I think these are low levels of radiation hitting us. The problem is they are having more and more partial meltdowns. If there's a full meltdown, it can make areas of Japan completely uninhabitable. Many news, even mainline newscasters and experts are saying this is worse than Chernobyl right now if you're in Japan, and that there has been a cover-up. But the good news is most of those heavy isotopes are very hard to get into the upper atmosphere and are going into the Pacific Ocean. The threat from seafood that we eat, that's the real problem. But does that answer your question, James?
Staying indoors and maybe wearing a respirator.
No, I don't think that's needed. I really don't, sir. When the rains are hitting Massachusetts, Nevada, major nuclear power plant facilities are, because they have the meters, are reporting some increased radiation. But it's very low level. Again, the big problem is if you're in Japan, I appreciate your call, James, but this illustrates, though, how if we have disasters here, they'll cover it up. I mean, we're over 2 weeks in, and the Japanese government is just now admitting that they did cover it up, and it's at least 10,000 times safe levels, up from 1,600. Then they said 10 million yesterday. Now they're saying they're not sure about those readings. I'm not either. The point is they have a history of covering things up. We'll be right back. The head of the plants admitted as well. Second hour coming up. Infowars.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
The people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.